This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses on Saturday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We have now won the Nevada caucus.
Bernie Sanders at a rally in San Antonio Saturday night as results from Nevada cemented his status as frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination. Joe Biden finished second, followed by Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren, with Amy Klobuchar and Tom Steyer in a close race for fifth.
Before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders,
Buttigieg congratulated Sanders before going on the attack.
Senator Sanders believes in an inflexible, ideological revolution that leaves out most Democrats, not to mention most Americans.
The South Carolina primary is next up next Saturday. Then 3 days later, it's Super Tuesday. Texas is among the states holding primaries that day.
Don't tell anybody. I don't want to get them nervous. We're going to win the Democratic primary in Texas.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Eight people were killed in Turkey on Sunday in a magnitude 5.7 earthquake that struck in neighboring Iran. The Turkish Interior Minister announced that 3 children and 4 adults were killed. He later said another person had died. At least 21 people were injured. 8 were in critical condition. Iran's new interior minister said on Sunday that turnout in the country's parliamentary election on Friday was around 42%. That's the lowest rate of participation since 1979, the year of Iran's Islamic Revolution that swept the clerical rulers into power. State TV also said the former mayor of Tehran was the top winner in the capital with more than 1.2 million votes. Voters had limited options on Friday's ballot because more than 7,000 potential candidates were disqualified. Most of them were reformists or moderates. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.